Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Interior Alaska is digging out from a weekend snowstorm. National Weather Service meteorologist Christopher Cox says some locations are reporting nearly a foot of new snow.
East of town, we've had reports of just over 11 inches. Gulfstream had just over 10 inches. McKinley Park had 9.6, and University Heights, we had a report of 9 inches, and right at 7 inches at the airport.
The snow has been accompanied by wind at some locations, especially higher terrain causing drifting. The Steese Highway remains closed through the mountains between milepost 80 and 114. Hazardous driving conditions are also reported on portions of the Elliott and Dalton highways. Cox says snow showers are expected to result in up to another 2 inches of accumulation through tonight.
And then Tuesday night into Wednesday, we're expecting skies to scatter out, and we have a pretty chilly air mass moving down from the high Canadian Arctic, and we're expecting temperatures to begin to fall in the middle part of the week.
Cox says lows could sink to 30 below zero overnight Wednesday into Thursday, with even colder temperatures over the weekend and early next week. Fairbanks snowfall tallied at the airport since last fall is over 77 inches, more than 21 inches above normal. A Fairbanks police officer will not be charged for fatally shooting a man last summer. On Friday, Fairbanks Police Chief Eric Jukes announced the findings of an Alaska Office of Special Prosecutions investigation of the downtown shooting. And as KUAC's Robert Hinnan reports, the report says Sergeant Gregory Foster took reasonable actions.
Fairbanks Police Chief Eric Jukes punctuated his briefing Friday by playing a pair of videos of officers responding to reports of an armed man at a South Cushman Street motel on August 30th. Jukes underscored the number of times police officers called out to James Robert Richards Jr. to stop and put down his weapon. Richards seemed unfazed by tasers fired at him and continued to walk north on South Cushman. It was when he took an elderly man by the arm and seemed to be using him as a shield that Sergeant Gregory Foster shot Richards twice in the head, killing him. Chief Jukes says the shooting was regrettable.
These officers go out to protect and preserve life every single day. And unfortunately, on this day, it required them to take a life.
Jukes says the videos provide a window into the chaotic events dispatchers and police often find themselves. He used the release of a report into the shootings by the State Office of Special Prosecutions as an opportunity to praise his team's professionalism. The investigation found Sergeant Foster's actions were reasonable under the circumstances and no charges would follow. In Fairbanks, I'm Robert Hannon.
As lawmakers in Juneau consider changes to the state's oil tax credit system, they're facing stiff opposition from oil companies. APRN reports that several industry representatives testified before lawmakers last week, calling changes proposed in House Bill 111 a tax increase they say could affect their investment decisions. Kara Moriarty is president and CEO of the Alaska Oil and Gas Association.
9 of the 11 policy sections of the bill would increase cost and or taxes on the industry at a time when oil prices are still in this lower for longer range. In fact, some companies are even still losing money in Alaska today.
The bill contains several provisions lawmakers considered during last year's oil tax credit debate. It scales back North Slope credits and raises the state's 4% minimum tax. It also cuts credits companies can take when they're operating at a loss from 35% to 15% and kicks companies out of the tax credit program if they're producing more than 15,000 barrels of oil per day. Smaller companies like Great Bear Petroleum say the net operating loss credits are there to level the playing field between new entrants into the industry and legacy producers. The House Resources Committee has scheduled public testimony on the bill for March 1st. Alaska U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski says it's still unclear what the Trump administration's Arctic and climate policies will look like. APRN reports that Murkowski hosted elected officials from around the circumpolar north for a meeting of the Conference of Arctic Parliamentarians in Anchorage Friday. At a press conference, Murkowski said she's fielded questions from her counterparts about potential changes in U.S. policy.
One of the questions that we heard today, and again, there is no clear answer to it, was the status of the Paris climate talks and the U.S. role in that.
That's the international agreement to limit greenhouse gases. Murkowski noted that while President Trump criticized the agreement during the campaign, there has been no clear decision from the White House since he was sworn in. Murkowski stressed that it's still early days for the Trump administration and said she will discuss Arctic policy when she sits down with Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. Corey Davis and Ryan Simmons won the Iron Dog Saturday in Fairbanks. The Arcticat team took over the lead after former frontrunners and defending champions Tyler Acklestad and Tyson Johnson were disqualified. According to an Iron Dog press release, race marshals found evidence that a crew providing fuel to the Skidoo team between Ruby and Tannenaw made physical contact with the racer's snow machines, a violation that results in disqualification. Chad Gueco and Dusty Van Meter were a close second Saturday, followed by Micah Huss and Ryan Santosanti in third place. I'm Dan Bross.